Well, welcome again to Daily Inspiration. Thank you for calling in, and I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I am once again thankful to be able to spend a little time in God's Word to share, because it is so important for us to meditate in the Word of God. And so here we are again looking at a little portion of Scripture, and I trust that you go and you read the Scriptures often to renew your mind, to help you to be cleansed in your heart and your mind. And as we look to God, He does that. He gives us direction, and He helps us along the way. I'd like to read to you out of Psalm 36, and my Bible says here that it's a Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. And so I want to read this passage and just reflect a little bit on what we're reading here. Psalm 36, and we've been, I've been meditating on the things of the heart and the things that are of our speech. And those things are very closely connected. I believe that the heart and the tongue are just an avenues of the expressions of who we are. And I see a lot of these things, and I'm trusting that God will help me and you and all those that name the name of Christ to be able to have the proper performance in the heart and the mouth. And I trust that that God is working on that in our lives. Psalm 36, it says, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil." And I want to take a little pause right here, because it's going to change the theme here in just a little bit. But here is David, and he's observing the transgression of the wicked. And we see that all around us. We know that wickedness is all around us. But he's saying, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart." He says, bearing witness to me that this man that is in the sin, he sees a man that is continuing in sin and being very, very vain. He says, "My heart tells me that there is no fear of God in this man's eyes. This man doesn't fear God, or he wouldn't be doing that. He's a blasphemer," or whatever his transgression may be. It tells a story. This fella, he doesn't have the fear of God before his eyes. And it says that he flattereth himself in his own eyes. He's justifying and making it so that he can deal with it. It says that he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. And you see, a man struggles with that, but here he is talking himself into why he is the way he is. Verse 3, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. I've been thinking about that quite a bit. The words of our mouth. And here this transgressor, this sinner, his words are iniquity and deceit. Deceit. He's being very deceitful and sinful. And then it says he's left off to be wise and to do good. He has taken a course that's leading him astray, away from the Lord, because of this, what's happening inside of his heart, that there is no fear. And so he's getting further and further off course, and he's left off to be wise and to do good. The Bible tells us that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And here we have just the opposite. There's no wisdom in this man. He doesn't fear the Lord, and he's not willing to be wise, and he's not willing to do good. It says he devises mischief upon his bed, and he setteth himself in a way that it's not good. He's chosen a path that it's not good. And he doesn't abhor evil. He doesn't hate evil. He embraces it. But now this is going to change just a little bit here. In verse 5, he says, "But thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, unmovable." Have you ever thought about, you look at a great mountain, and it's such a majestic creation of God, and that mountain is there. Now, someday it'll be leveled off, but for our lifetime, what we see with our eyes until the Lord does that, those mountains they're there. And he says, "Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. The Lord, thou preservest man and beast." It's you, Lord, that takes care of us. He's saying, you preserve us. You are the one where we get our source. Verse 7, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." Just the opposite of those that fear not God. Those that have a fear of God, they have a place of refuge under the shadow of his wings. Verse 8, "They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures." Doesn't that sound wonderful? We can drink of the river of the pleasures of God. He's given it to us. Verse 9, "For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light." And here we are. We have a fountain of life that God has given to us to freely drink from. We see that also in the words of Jesus. He said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." And here's that fountain. Then he says, "In thy light we see light." God has given us light for our path. Verse 10, "O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart." Now here's an upright heart. And when that heart is in right standing with God, then we have the blessing of his righteousness in our lives. He's saying, "Continue it, Lord. Let it continue. For those that know you, let thy loving kindness continue. And your righteousness to the upright of heart, the one that is honest and upright and faithful, true to God." Verse 11, let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. I think it's important to be able to be aware of this. Lord, there's pride. There's pride all over. And I believe it can go either way. It can be, let not the foot of pride come against me from somebody else. But also, Lord, protect me from the foot of pride in my own heart. Don't let it come against me. Don't let it get between me and you, Lord. And let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Verse 12, "There are the workers of iniquity fallen." There are the workers of iniquity fallen. "They are cast down and shall not be able to rise." It's a place where pride and wickedness come to a man's heart. And it says, that's the place where the workers of iniquity are fallen. They fall there. And they are cast down and shall not be able to rise. But God has given us a remedy to fight against that, what we struggle with, the foot of pride and the hand of the wicked. God gives us a place of refuge under the shadow of his wings. And he helps us that we don't get caught in the snare of pride and wickedness. And I just am thankful that God cares enough about us that he gives us a way of escape. He helps us to deal with those things that every man at one time or another will struggle with. And I praise God for the opportunity he gives us to come to him and receive from him and drink from that fountain of life. And may God open our eyes to see that we can walk in His light, be able to see that fountain of life and partake. And I believe that's why you're calling in today, because you want to partake of that fountain. And I want to do it too. And I pray that God would bless you as you consider these things and let Him be the Savior and the Lord of your life. God bless you.